The Prince George Blind Curling Team, representing BC1 in the Western Blind Curling Championships, has kept the gold at home. The BC1 team is the gold medal winner, followed by BC2 with the silver and Alberta 1 with the bronze. Here are the final scores for the BC1 team. Game 1 March 19, p.m. BC1 won against BC2 with a score of 11-2. Game 2 March 20, a.m. BC1 won against SK1 with a score of 12-1. Game 3 March 20, p.m. BC1 won against MB2 with a score of 10-0. Game 4 March 21, a.m. BC1 won against SK2 with a score of 15-6. Game 5 March 21, p.m. BC1 won against MB1 with a score of 14-4. Game 6 March 22, a.m. BC1 won against AB2 with a score of 14-2. Game 7 March 22, p.m. AB1 won against BC1 with a score of 6-3. Terry Pipke, the lead of the BC1 team, told The Citizen that his team is happy with the victory but is a little disappointed by their loss in the final game. "We were glad that we won the tournament," said Pipke, "but we didn't do so well in our very last game. We ended up 6-1 in wins and losses. We did win the tournament, this is our year. We won the two major bondspiels that we entered, and we're quite happy." Pipke also shared the team's highlight of the tournament. "Our second coach, Victor Santos, spent quite a bit of his free time teaching the two newest teams, the Saskatchewan teams, helping them improve their game. He ended up being voted most sportsmanlike. He wasn't expecting that, so he got up, and he was quite emotional about it." The Prince George team is nearing the end of their season, with one league game tomorrow to close out the winter season. However, they will be keeping themselves busy. The team has been asked to throw the first ceremonial stone at the Kelly Cup on April 3. In addition, funds for next season's travel expenses will be raised at the 4th Annual Twilight Golf Tournament on August 23 at the Pine Valley Golf Course.